Three hardwood steps led down into a family room with soft, buttery yellow walls adorned with framed oil pictures of seascapes. A soapstone fireplace took up the far wall, the charred remains of a fire still visible in the hearth. Pictures of the family were scattered around the kitchen and the family room. David Downs was a thin, bald man with a slight overbite and nerdy appearance, a man who probably wore socks with his sandals. His wife, Laura, was a homely woman with curly brown hair and a bright smile. She tried to hide her ample figure with oversized tees and sweaters, all of which gave her a tent-like appearance. Samantha seemed to be their sole child, as she was the only one who featured prominently in the photos. A big, L-shaped couch faced a flat-screen TV. Darby imagined the family on the brown sofa, with its soft, deep cushions, everyone watching TV, as a fire popped and hissed, the trio oblivious to the horror that awaited them one night after they went to bed. Located 10 or so feet behind the sofa was a sliding glass door. Wind blew through a rectangular-shaped hole that had been cut into the glass. In her mind's eye, Darby saw a gloved hand reaching through the hole and clicking back the lock. Pictured the faceless intruder carefully sliding open the door and then stepping into the living room. And then what? What did you do first? We know you brought a glass cutter, zip ties, duct tape, and bags. You wouldn't have carried those things in your pockets, at least not in the beginning. You would have stored them in something, wouldn't you? Darby imagined him setting a backpack on the floor, then pulling out the items he needed and sticking them in his pockets. After that, he would head to Samantha's room, grab the daughter, and the parents would cooperate. Darby was sure the killer had a gun. Even a small revolver would enforce immediate group compliance. People played hero all the time with knives. They took risks. That wasn't the case with guns. Darby moved back to the kitchen and down a short hall that led to a dark bedroom. The door was open. Samantha's bedroom. It had a hardwood floor, and the blinds were drawn so that there was no need to turn off any lights. Coop moved next to her, a DSL camera gripped in his hands, as she knelt and plugged the ALS unit into a socket. She turned on the unit, its fan whirring and a small motor throbbing, and picked up the attached wand. She held the wand at a very sharp, low angle just above the threshold, turning the beam of intensely bright white light to the right side of the neatly made bed. Visible in the dust were several footwear impressions. Coop carefully entered the bedroom, evidence markers in his hand. "No tread marks," he said. "He must have been wearing cloth booties over his sneakers, or whatever was on his feet.
He was wearing something with a soft sole. He wouldn't want to make any noise."
Darby shut off the unit, disappointment growling in her stomach. She used her pen to flick the bedroom light switch.